Charities are in the news as we hear that the Priscilla Bacon Lodge Hospice is close to reaching its target, and the Air Ambulance is in the news again. The Eton Vale Scout Centre reopens, and funds raising by the staff has replaced charity money stolen from a local company. The landmark means that the Priscilla Bacon Lodge appeal is just 2.5 million short of its ambitious target, which would pay for a 24-bed palliative care unit next to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. It would replace the 40-year-old Priscilla Bacon Lodge Hospice on Unthank Road in Norwich. And the fundraiser, which launched in February 2019, has been supported across the community. Donations have ranged from a few pounds to 2.75 million, which is the largest donation to date, and has also been personally backed by television personality Stephen Fry. Robert Carter, chairman of the trustees for Priscilla Bacon Hospice, said this latest total is a monumentous milestone in our fundraising campaign. This incredible level of support means we will be able to start to build the new hospice later this year, with an anticipated opening date of mid-2023. A major contribution to the 10 million total was a 2.75 million from the Priscilla Bacon Lodge Support Group, which started in 1979 to support the ongoing needs of the patients and relatives of the lodge.
Critically ill patients will now be able to receive potentially life-saving blood transfusions following a £90,000 fundraiser to stock the region's air ambulance. The East Anglian Air Ambulance, which is based in Norwich, has announced it can carry packed red blood cells and freeze-dried plasma on every mission, which could make the difference between life and death for gravely ill patients. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and Addenbrookes Hospital in Cambridge, as well as volunteer blood biker charities, Norfolk Blood Bikes and Serve Suffolk and Cambridge, will ensure the air ambulance has a daily supply, if needed, to be called into action. Richard Hinson, head of operations at EAAA, said, "I'm hugely grateful and really proud to know that going forward we'll have two vital blood products available on every mission for the patients where these treatments might be the difference between life and death. It is a privilege to work alongside other charities and hospitals whose main aim is to save lives and achieve the very best outcomes for our patients. To get to where we are now is the result of years of hard work, and none of it would be possible without the public who've supported this project and the lab teams and blood bikers who work so hard to get us the red blood cells that we need every day of the year."
A popular scout and guide centre that was devastated by a fire is set to welcome back residential groups after a £500,000 renovation. The huge blaze at Eton Vale Scout and Guide activity left it gutted and causing significant structural damage. Unusually, due to coronavirus restrictions, the centre at the Eton Vale campsite, off Church Lane in Eton near Norwich, was empty when the fire broke out, so fortunately no one was hurt. Now, 15 months after the blaze, the centre is reopening, after the first phase of repairs costing close to £500,000. Julie Howes, chair of the trustees at the charity, said, "Now we can open up again as restrictions lift and with Iceni House available for residential trips, we can help young people to forget about all the stresses of the past 18 months. The 13.5-acre Eton Vale Activity Centre was founded by Norfolk Scouts and Girl Guiding Norfolk in 2002. Its facilities are used by schools, a variety of youth groups, and selected family events, as well as scouts and guides. It offers activities from kayaking to trapeze, archery to buggy building, and is home to a popular holiday club."
Staff, angered by the theft of money raised for cancer patients by a former employee, have gone on to raise more than four times that amount through a charity auction and head shave. Redpack Packaging Machinery in Barnard Road, Norwich, were left rocked after Michelle Andrews, the administration's manager, took more than £14,000 from the company, including nearly £600 raised for Macmillan Cancer Support. The 41-year-old was sentenced earlier this month to 2 years' imprisonment, suspended for 2 years. As part of its re-raising efforts, staff held a 24-hour auction to make back the £599 taken, including raffling off a £249 bicycle that Andrews had purchased with the cash. This shot up to £2,750 after team members Matt Bullard, Hallam Melton, Ben Lincoln, Matt Amis and Dieter Leloux shaved their heads, which has raised £2,150 and counting.
A gardening tour with a difference was presented to the Bishop of Norwich as recognition of his private grounds raising thousands for worthy causes. The Right Reverend Graham Usher received a hand fork from Julia Stafford Allen, county organiser for the Norfolk National Garden Scheme. It marked the private garden next to Norwich Cathedral being open to the public on special days each year for the NGS for the past 20 years. The NGS set it up in 1927 initially to fundraise for district nursing, now raises money for health charities. Over the past 20 years, the Bishop's Garden has raised just under £20,000. The Bishop said, "It gives me great pleasure to receive this commemorative garden hand fork in recognition of the custodianship of my predecessor and myself, along with the hard work and creativity of the Bishop's Garden team. We love working together to enable so many people to enjoy and benefit from our open garden days."